Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And I start out with a story. It was Thursday. Yeah, walking down the road, and there's a little street here where I live, no sidewalks, and they were doing some work on this street. I guess, you know, we're cutting down some trees and limbs and all that, which I don't like anyway. Leave my trees alone. Or just, you know, trim them out of the way if need be. So anyway, I'm walking down this road, and all of a sudden this guy starts yelling at me, you know. Oh, you can't go through there, you know.
Well,
my dog keeps going. So I go with my dog, you know. My
guide dog.
Correct. And then halfway down the road, this truck starts backing up.
Oh, my.
And he gets to my side, and now he's yelling at me, you know. Oh, you can't go through there. It's all blocked off. And then I told him, listen, stay out of my way. I go with my dog, you know.
Right.
So then he tells me, oh, you got to stay to the right. First he tells me I can't go through there. Then he tells me stay to the right, you know. So.
I'm sorry.
Charabelle
it's not funny, but it's really sad.
Quiet!
Sorry.
Charabelle keeps going, and I'm following her. And, you know, she gets me down. She must have heard him say, go to the right, because, you know, she knows right and left. So she goes. She's going to the right, and I'm following her, and she gets me through, you know. People have no concept of what a guide dog is. They just don't think of it. They don't know it. They don't understand it. They don't grasp it. They don't comprehend it. They don't know about the trust and how it that you and your dog are one, you know. Now, maybe not everybody has confidence in their dog. You know, that's possible. But I do. I trust her with my life, you know. So, incidentally, and next week we're going to do a demonstration in honor of Guide Dog Month, September. We're going to do a demonstration for the news, the media, and whoever wants to look, and to show what the dog means, the guide dog means to someone. Because people are just so unaware of what's going on around them, you know. And they just, I mean, luckily, you know, these people didn't try to interfere with my dog. Just, it was all vocal stuff.
Yeah.
But they're telling me, they told me I can't go someplace, I can't get through, and they were dead-ass wrong. People say things, and they don't know what the hell they're talking about. So that's my mad that was turned into a glad by my dog.
No.
That's how I look at it.
I think
Inner
so.
Sight, mad or glad Monday. Now, what are you going to say?
Well,
you gotta let the
okay.
person finish their story first.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You got a point there. My hearing and my, you know, and my
concentration. Well, that's why I yelled at you. Maybe then you heard me.
I did. It's so hard with these damn phones, Frank. I'm sorry. I wish they would just give me a decent phone, for real.
Just go on with the show. What were you gonna say?
Well, here's what I was gonna say. You know, I've been all day trying to get certain things up on, you know, the internet. And I've been trying to, you know, sort of advertise us a lot and get people, you know, help us, and I'm trying at least. So that's a glad in my book. But the thing that's so frustrating, I spoke with two physicians today, okay? And I said to them, I didn't like that when I went to the hospital the very last time, which is about a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, and they said they were shaking me, Frank, and they were saying to me, did you take an overdose? Now, somebody's saying that to me, obviously, really, and I understood what they said, but I was in a la-la land, for real. So now I've been stopping my medicine on my own because nobody is taking the bull by the horn. And I know I have to get over
to therapy.
That's my main
opinion. You got to do it on your own. Nobody's going to do it for you.
Yeah, nobody's going
to
do it.
You got
to
look into it.
You got to
study about it.
Yeah.
You got to find out the alternative.
I am.
And do it on your own. Don't wait for these people. I don't wait for nobody. I do it on my own.
That's right.
You know?
You know,
I mean,
I did.
You wait for these
get
people, forget
though.
It, man.
You know what I did, Frank?
I wind up in a hellhole to die.
That's right, and I'm not doing that. That's not my thing right now. I have more things to, you know, get. Oh, and that person who's going to take that implant out of me spoke with me today, and he's going to arrange to take that implant and give me a less powerful one, and there's a reason for that, because you could charge it and not keep the battery fully charged if you don't want it at any point. But you could use the MRIs if, God forbid, there's an major emergency crash or whatever. You could use an MRI without the fear of burning parts of your back, which is a big threat with that thing in there still in me, you know? So I got to get it out, the implant.
I would get it out and leave it out.
Easier said than done right now.
Make sure you're gonna go to a stem cell.
Mm.
Make sure before you put anything that whatever they put in you is not going to interfere with the stem cell.
Well, I had asked him that before.
Call him and ask him.
No, I asked him that before. Remember, you told me to. So I asked him that before, and he said, no, it's not in the area at all, and it doesn't interfere. That's what he told me.
No, so now you got to decide if you want it. It's a foreign body, remember?
I don't know. See, but the thing is that why can't they give me a freaking alternative? That's the thing that bothers me. I have, now,
well,
I counted
again.
You got to
find somebody who knows about that to give you the
alternative.
Look it up. Don't
I
just
did.
Let
Some
it happen.
It.
Look it up.
No, I did.
Google
I did.
It.
I found Burke has some answers, so I'm going to get, you know, that, and I'm going to see what I can do, because right now it's a nuisance problem, and it's really because they originally, you know, put a mesh in me. So I'm using another device to help with that other device.
These are the same companies who develop the vaccine.
That's right. They are, actually. One of them is. Yeah, one of them is.
Now,
exactly the same.
This next thing could be either a mad or a glad, depending on your viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of a thing is this where some international scientists came out on the news, got together, and said don't give the booster shot, that they're not necessary and they're not needed. All right. You know?
Yeah.
So here's a conflict. You know,
mm-hmm.
The whole thing has been conflicted for over a year. You know? And then people are questioning, if all these people are dying from this virus, where's the bodies?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of unanswered questions, and I'm thinking if they said that about the booster, then what about the vaccine? How many doctors have already spoken against that and didn't
believe?
There's
a whole group of doctors.
It was a good thing.
There's a whole group of doctors that went on their own. It's called Forward Medicine. I'm not going to advertise them because I don't know if they'll, you know, it's something that we want to follow, but all these doctors are not happy. And I'm going to say that straight up. They're not happy. So
then
that's
I got some inside information. My director of my television show, the camera guy, has a friend who works in the hospital, local here on the island. And 400 nurses are suing.
Good.
And they quit.
Good.
They quit because they refuse to take this damn-ass vaccine. Now,
I don't blame them.
These are nurses. These are people on the front line. They must know something.
Yeah, they do.
That the public doesn't know. And I'll bet you it's going to come out in the lawsuit. You wait for
me. I guarantee you.
So there's a beware right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the nurses won't even take it,
that's right.
There's got to be something going on. And the scientists say don't give the booster. There's something very strange going on this whole thing.
I'd say. Mm-hmm.
And we've said it. We've said it right in the beginning. Inner sight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have, all actually.
Right. We also, I got a note today from my friend Ira Tucker, who said that they're training dogs for the airports to detect the virus. And what it is, a person can take off their mask, and you put it into a container, and the dog can sniff the mask and tell if the person has a virus or not.
That's awesome, actually.
So
we said that a long time ago.
Use that as a pilot.
Mm.
And then they're going to put it in all the airports. So we said months and months and months ago, use the dogs to protect them.
Yes, we did. We actually did.
You know, we've been saying it all along. So somebody heard us. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. Brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, and the great Akita. My guide dog is an Akita. Agency said she couldn't do it. We proved them wrong for over 30 years. All right. And by the way, next week, the title of our news demonstration will be Blind Sight, the Tale of a Guide Dog. So that's the release I want to send out. Blind Sight, the Tale of a Guide Dog. That's next Thursday out here on the island. We'll keep you posted on that. We already have a promise of 3 papers who want to cover it.
Nice.
All right, Inner Sight, around the world, Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, will adopt an Akita on the Big East, Akita Rescue. And let's see, all the beautiful children of the world, watch over them, take care of them. Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, Royalty, Little Tommy, all the others. And we honor them every time we do a show. Protect the children. Take care of them. Reminds me of Karen Carpenter's song, Protect the Beast and the Children.
Yeah.
Inner Sight. Go an extra mile for a child. That's what we remind you to do. Hey, Kennedy Realty, want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info? Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, Anthony Kennedy, 631-888-1186. All right. James Bahamonde is an attorney, civil rights, 516-783-9662 on Jimmy's number. And let's see, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Sunset Restaurant, Truro Law Center, ice lip cleaners, and of course, the last but not least, Suffolk Bus Corp. And we still would like to match that $2,000. So any business people out there who would like to get some good publicity, call us at Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. And we'd be happy to tell you what we can offer you if you match the $2,000 from the Suffolk Bus Corp that they gave us back in July. All right, Inner Sight around the world, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can call it in, 213-816-1650. And let's see, are you there? You got the Able News?
Yes, I do.
Able,
okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Hi, don't forget to sign our petitions. We got a couple of them up there at change.org, one on the nursing homes and one on the service dog school. It's National Guide Dog Month, so we'd like to try to get a million names before the month is over, and maybe this news thing will help us next week, we're hoping. All right, Inner Sight. And you need dog food, cat food, there's a place on Long Island. Nobody starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary. So give him a call, 631-484-3085 on the phone number. All right? And yeah, you know, dog food, cat food, veterinarian services. Talk to Gary and see what he's able to do. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Around the world. And we are very happy to hear that one of our guests is doing better, Doug Key.
Good.
We
had him
on one Friday night. Doug Key.
Oh,
doing
good.
Better.
Thank God.
So we'll get more info on that. But the latest report is that he's doing better from our good friend Ira Tucker. And our deepest condolences to Ira for losing his ex-wife.
Oh.
I forgot to mention that.
Oh.
All right. Inner Sight. Anybody on the line?
We have Anthony listening. Let me check if he wants to talk, okay?
Inner Sight.
One second. I have to go back to that screen.
What was the count?
Oh, Anthony
the
wants to talk.
Last count.
Last count? Let me get it.
Yeah, 109,000. What was
800 it? Something. I got to get you the exact.
Have you got it? 800 what?
800 and something, 87 or something like that, or 857, something like that. I got to wait till it comes up. It's taking its slow time.
Oh, all right. 800, okay. So 857?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, like that.
All right, so we need just a little over 100 more listeners before we reach 110,000.
That's right.
Well, let's go, folks. This is the week.
I agree.
We're going to make the 110,000 mark.
Yes, we are.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe next week's news conference will help.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's
blind
true.
Sight, the tale of a guide dog.
I like that.
Next week.
I like the title.
Yeah. And I want to thank my dear friend Ira for donating that title.
That's so cool.
All right, Inner Sight, do we have a caller?
Yes, we do. We have Anthony.
Anthony from Brooklyn on Inner Sight. Hello.
Hey, Anthony.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey.
So, here's my mad tonight. You know, I really didn't want to get the vaccine. I don't trust it because, like I've always said, I believe that we're going to come down with something, you know, years from now, and there isn't going to be anything that anybody can do about it because it's going to cause organ failure and, you know, we will be stuck in God knows how many years of research, maybe hundreds, to try to find something to slow it down, to stop it, and to cure it. I mean, this was something from another country that, you know, they rushed this vaccine, as we know, to try to save lives. But I've heard a friend in Missouri that I know, and I don't know how true this is, but, you know, they might just be pushing him to get the vaccine. But he said that his brother said that they're going to start forcing you, if you don't have the vaccine, to stand outside a restaurant. And, like, you know, if you wanted to buy food, somebody would have to go in and buy it for you and get it, you know, for you and give it to you, and then you go on your way. But, you know, they're putting you in a box now, in a, you know, position where you have no choice
but
to get
it, yeah,
this, you know, vaccine. And, you know, it's like you don't really have, you know, medical privacy because, you know, everybody's questioning you and everywhere you go.
Well,
many
disabled people have to stay outside anyway.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But,
what are they
going to
do
then,
about that? Are they counting those people, the idiots?
No.
Well, nothing, you know. Well, they claim that we have all the accessibility we need and all that. But, you know,
right,
it's only going to...
So suppose you have the vaccine and you're in a wheelchair and you can't get in.
Well,
how about that
you
one?
Know what people say, call inside and ask for help, you know, someone
yeah,
to come
what
out.
What are we
going to
do?
Can't
go over there with a jackhammer and break the damn thing down? I wish we
yeah,
could. I would do it.
And there
I would do it.
Some
get everybody out, break the damn wall down as an example. You know?
And there are only...
Just
there
get
are
on
only,
the news.
And not all doors are, you know, to where they have, like, two doors that can be pulled, you know, separated so that the doorway
yeah
is wide enough for a
I'm
person
exaggerating,
with a disability
of course,
to get in.
But, you know.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, even with teachers... They're, you know, wanting everybody, you know, regardless if you're medically fragile, this and that, you know, to get the vaccine. So the only way that you can, you know, get away with it is to say that it's against your religion. But even the home care agencies, you know, are asking people, the nurses, when they come to, you know, evaluate the performance of your home health aide, they ask you, you know, did you get any vaccines lately? And you say yes or no, and if you say yes, they put a circle on the paper. But it's like you kind of feel under pressure to, you know, have gotten it or, you know, I mean, you could lie, I suppose. But, you know, they look at you and they look down at the paper. And then, you know, some of these aides are making people feel uncomfortable and saying, well, you know, you should be wearing a mask. So... It's like, okay, you know, even if you got the vaccine or not, they wouldn't know. And even if you could prove it, you've got some of them that want you to wear a mask, too, in your own house. So not only do you not have any privacy,
fanatical,
you know, and you have to give up, you know, a portion of your life to having a home health aide and deal with all the problems and complications of having them. But now they want you to wear a mask in your house. You know, I mean, what else do they dictate? I mean, you might as well be in jail. And I told the home health aide, I'm not wearing a mask. You can wear a mask if you want. I'm not around people like that. And I got my vaccination. I mean, you know, what else are they going to control in our lives? Like I said, you know, they want to tell us what to do with our money, how often we could go out, you know.
They won't give
members.
Us the money.
Yeah, but,
the
little bit of, you know, money that we have to buy pale ginger ale. You know, they want to tell us how to, you know, manage that, and we don't need
like
to be spending
when Dinigan, excuse me, when Dinigan one day went around the classroom, anybody got a nickel? I'll get some pale ginger ale. The teacher said, Terry, sit down.
Yeah, the home health aide
tried to solicit money from us.
Okay,
I gave him a dime.
I think if everybody takes the babusta shot instead of the booster, then everything will be fine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But it's the times in which we live. Yeah, it's the times in which we live and what our life is coming to now. And, you know, we're in a sad state of circumstances. That's all I could say.
Yeah. There have been viruses all your life. Think back.
Yes, there have been.
When you were a kid, you used to get stomach viruses. You'd get a cold. You'd get a cold sore. You'd get this. You'd get that virus. You know, you're still here.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's like people
are taking... The doctor
would
come over, give you a little penicillin or whatever it is, and you're still here. So what the hell are they, you know?
Yeah, but it's like people are taking away your right to say no, and they're acting like if you get it, you're doomed, and there's no medication for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, no one will even want to hand you anything, you know, even the simplest little thing, even if you say you wash your hands, you know, without gloves now, and, I mean, even people in your house, the home health aide, it's... I don't know. This is just, you know, totally overboard and carried away from me. But I don't know. I take
an oil every day that's been certified by doctors that it kills every virus known to man. All right.
And it's cheap.
I take it every day,
but
a couple of drops with a little bit of food. I rub it on my lips, on my nose. A little inside my nose where the virus would go, you know, on your face, mouth, nose, and all that.
Uh-huh.
And it gives me energy, and it kills virus. You know?
Uh-huh.
Everybody should take that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What is it, the oil of oregano that you talk about?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wild oil of oregano.
Yeah.
And it's reasonable. You don't even have to spend a lot of money on it. And it gives you everything. It really does.
I should look into that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. There was a doctor
I mean,
on the radio. He's a medical doctor, and he, you know, he crossed over. He became a holistic, but he's still a medical doctor. And he was explaining it. I heard him years ago. I haven't heard him recently, but I heard him years ago. And a lot of doctors believe in that.
Yeah, my doctor does,
too. A lot of the scientists believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you talk about it, but, you know, I never knew, you know, exactly what it was. I've never heard of it until you mentioned it. But, you know, I mean, you know, disabled people spent all this money on, you know, buying food because restaurants were closed, so they had to buy food to cook and, you know, hand sanitizer and Lysol and all this and all that. And their
That's
money
not covered,
went.
Too.
No, it's not. And masks for their aides who refused to buy them themselves and gloves and all that.
I had to buy that,
and
too.
We didn't get, you know, any more money, and we're still with the same amount of money that we have, and prices are just going up every day. And
you know, we ought to start. I thought of it, and I don't know how to exactly, but I could use some help. How can we get Congress to pass a stimulus for the disabled?
That's a great
thought. Because we need one.
We need it.
We need one. Think about
that. Yeah, they talked about it several times, but they never really, you know, followed
through
with it.
We need somebody to start a petition and get names on it.
We have a petition that had supporters on it for the Inner Sight Dream. We could always rewrite it and leave it up there.
I'm talking about
a
stimulus for the disabled. That has to be very specific.
I know. We'll change the petition. It's up there already. I'm sorry. Continue.
No problem, Suzanne. I enjoy listening to everything you have to say. But I think that, you know, they're doing this on purpose to us, because the thought process of the politicians is that to them we don't pay taxes. So, you know, we don't get stimuluses. They only care about the working class people and, you know, them being able to afford their middle class, you know, life
maybe
for their families.
Maybe if they give us total accessibility, we could get a job and pay taxes.
Yeah, that's what I say, too. But, you know, then it's convincing these business owners that, you know, we can work and, you know, that it's not a big deal to make a slight accommodation for us, and many disabled people don't need any accommodation at all. They can just, you know, work in the building that's already accessible where the doorways are wide enough and that's it. But everybody has to make everything so complicated for us, you know, in everything we do, that, you know, people just say, oh, forget it, I could never survive anyway. I guess I'll have no choice but to sit home and collect my SSI check, which is nothing. And you've got to be on it for years in order to, you know, accumulate any kind of decent money to survive off of. And then by then the prices go up and you don't accomplish anything anyway. It's eaten up by the price of inflation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gone back to when Reagan was president.
Learn ways to protect yourself. That's what I got to say.
Yeah, I know.
Find ways to protect yourself. You know, that's
why
I created Inner Sight.
I know. It's a beautiful organization. Beautiful logo, too, if you've ever seen the letterhead. I love it.
All right, we're going to move on. Anything else, Anthony?
No, thank you, Frank.
Actually,
anytime,
I have one question for Anthony that I want to ask him. Anthony, would you like to actually be involved with the nursing home stuff? I'm making a sort of like a Zoom call with everybody. Do you have any ability to get on a computer or maybe dial in? Maybe?
I could dial in. I can't get on a computer.
Yeah, I have the dial-ins and everything. I'm starting to get that together. I really would like to, you know, get all this together, and even before our, what do you call it, Frank, our newspaper thing. But that's going to be on the guide dogs or the nursing homes or both?
No, this is – you're talking about next week?
Yes.
No, that's for service dogs.
Oh, all right, so it's something totally different. Okay, not a problem. So then I'll get everything together for the nursing home stuff, and what we could do is start, you know, I'm going to start inviting people, and I'll send you a text to your number, and then we'll, you know, you could come on in. All right?
Okay, yeah, yeah, you could send it to my cell phone, but I don't know if it'll be on. Or you could just call me and tell me, and I'll just dial in, you know?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Nope. I would like Frank, of course, involved. He's everything to our organization. So that I'm going to be sending
him. You should get a mannequin and a hospital bed.
Yeah.
And demonstrate what they do to a person in a nursing home, how a person has to die in there, you know.
Oh, yeah,
make
I have a real live.
I
don't need a mannequin. I have my mom as she was dying, and I also have
it's a
sort of an explanation. Well, it's a picture. It's a video. Boldly, I did it. It's the truth. I just haven't decided.
You need something very dramatic.
Suzanne, these nursing homes are going to hate you.
Oh, yes, they are. And let them.
We love you, I love you, but they're all going to hate you. And they would never put you in a nursing home for the rest of your life because you're too outspoken for them, and they wouldn't want to deal with it, just like the home care agencies and everybody else.
That's
one way to protect yourself.
That's right. Yes. You want to hear something funny? I needed to go for a little bit of respiratory therapy to try and get off the oxygen, right? So I got it down from 5 to 3, which is good. I'm on 3 liters now. I used to be on 5, and it literally blew a hole in my in the middle of my nose. Anyway,
wow.
I go there to the what do you call the hospital, and the people had to approve if I was going to be going into the nursing home for rehabilitation. I said I didn't want to. I wanted to go outpatient to the. They didn't listen, of course, you know. So they called my husband's union. They said, she doesn't do well in nursing homes. Why are you sending her there? I enjoyed
yeah.
that, by the way.
Yeah.
Why are you sending her there?
One day I was in the hospital, and I was complaining about the quality of care I received, and they all talked mm-hmm. about they would never put him in a nursing home. They would never put him in a nursing home. And actually the nurses said, they need to get him out of here. They need to get him out of here because they couldn't
yeah.
deal with me because I called the administrators complaining about the quality of care I got. And they...
Yeah, you have a right.
Sure, they don't want to hear the truth because somebody's going to
yeah,
pick that up on the news and publicize it.
They'll
That's
put
right.
you in another room and give you another nurse's aide to take care of you on the other side of the hospital.
Or babysit you.
Yeah.
That happened to me once. I was babysat. Because
yeah.
I got upset.
Yeah, they'll tell you that you want a babysitter and you want to be cared for, you know, on a constant basis, or you want to be waited on hand and foot, and they can't do that because they have other patients and, you know, they're busy and you can't take up all their time, or they only come around once an hour, things like that, you know.
Yeah, once an hour is more like it, that's for sure.
If that at all. A lot of times they just sit at the desk and ignore the bell when it lights up or rings.
In a sight,
well,
man of glad. Thank you, Anthony.
Go ahead.
Okay,
thank you,
Frank.
Thank you,
Suzanne. Take care. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're on television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And we got our program for Long Island renewed, 7:30 Thursday, same time, same place, channel 20.
Oh,
so
that's
we,
the only difference?
We thank Altice for that. 7:30, channel 20, Thursday night.
I like channel 20.
All right, in a sight.
Better reception. Sorry.
Mad or glad Monday, what?
I said the channel 20, I like the reception better on that.
Oh. Number here, 213-816-1650. You got anything you're mad about or glad about? And, you know, if you do something dramatic on the nursing homes, I wouldn't totally blame the aides who work in the nursing homes.
Oh, no.
Because... They're overwhelmed, you know. I would blame the government and the agencies for not taking a stand so that people could have their aides in the nursing home. See, I mean, look at how much easier it would be to get out of there and go home if they had their aides. See, the reason they don't want them to have their aides is because
mm-hmm.
they believe they've come there to die.
That's right.
See?
That's right.
That's the reasoning behind it. So they figure, well, you don't need an aide. You can lay there in your urine. It doesn't matter. You're going to die anyway. See, they don't come out and say these things, but this is the message that they're putting out. See? That's why they don't want them to have their aides. That's why it's so hard to get out of the damn place. Because if you have your aide in there, like you would at home, the aide gets you ready and helps you with everything. Oh, today you're going home. Come on, let's just go.
Yeah.
See how easy that is?
Yes.
That's the whole damn thing. You know, the people who work for the nursing homes, they can't do that. They'll lose their job. They'll fire them. They work for the damn place. They don't
work for
the resident?
Nope. They should.
But your aide
people
could do it if you had your aide in there with you.
Oh, my aide said to me already she would jump at the opportunity of the Volunteer Plus in a heartbeat. She barely can pay her bills.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She would love it. Yeah.
Everybody would.
Love it. I
Everybody
would love it.
Would.
Shoot.
And, you know, that's what you should concentrate on. If you're going to start a group, concentrate on the money being put up for that, you know?
Yeah, no.
Try to get some big corporations involved.
Yeah, I am.
Send them a picture.
You know what I want to do? Yeah.
Of your mom and whatever else you got, and you know, tell them
I got a
you
video.
Want to prevent
it's
this
terrible.
From happening.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. That's what you should concentrate on, because there's a definite goal of any group.
Yeah.
You know, and the petition goes right along with it. That's what I would concentrate on. All right, Inner Sight. What?
They killed her, period, my mom. I'm convinced of it.
Oh, they killed a lot of people. We hit it right on the head when we said nursing homes kill people.
Yes, they do. We're not lying, because mm-hmm. my mom literally... Sure. You know, and
we're
a lot of
people...
We're
not saying that they mean to kill people, but they kill
no.
people.
With their actions and what they do and how they take all of their money and how the government allows them to, they
yeah.
literally set people up for failure. Period.
Oh, yeah.
End of story.
And I believe
I mean,
that we helped to get Mary out. I believe... The reason they got Mary out of there is because they didn't want the publicity on this show.
Yes,
I really
true.
Believe that. You know, it got out. It got out,
yeah.
and they said, "Oh, we better let this woman go." You know, before this thing gets out of hand. You know.
Yeah.
So anybody out there who's in a nursing home, call us. We'll do the same for you. You can call in every night if you want. People should call in from the nursing home and relatives. Call in.
Yeah, they
tell
should.
Us your story. You know, we'll publish it every night. We'll make room for it. See? Now, what other show, what other talk show would give that to you? Nobody. You call any network and ask them if they'll make a commitment on any of their talk shows that every day you could call in and tell them how horrible these nursing homes are and what's going on with your loved ones. I guarantee you they won't do it. We'll do it. Well, that's Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
213-816-1650, the phone number here. Anybody else on the line?
Not that I saw recently, but
all right.
Remember that guy, Doug King? Well, I was just texting him 2 seconds. He got back to me about something. So I want to offer him to come on the Zoom call. I'm trying to get everybody involved, literally, that I know. You know?
I don't know.
No, we're
who,
good with the calls. You don't remember
who
Doug
he?
King was? He's the one who used to go up to Congress, and they didn't let him speak to the end or something. And what's his name?
Know.
Send him there. The...
I don't know who you're talking about. But anyway.
He's a guy on the wheelchair. He went up to Congress. He went on a show once, and then we spoke with him. And,
oh,
and,
I was told. I don't talk about him. I was told...
Mm-hmm.
that he doesn't want to be made public, so.
Oh, I'm not.
Hush, hush.
I know.
Anyway, Inner
yeah.
Sight around the world. Man, a glad Monday. And let's see, tomorrow night, open mic. Wednesday's show, how to help a disabled person in the right way. All right?
Yeah.
To talk about that, you know, things that we go through daily and all that stuff, and the right way and the wrong way and all that. All right. And Thursday, Pidge will be here. I don't know what we're going to talk about. It's a surprise.
That's right. I'm going to just,
tell you
like
one
I
thing,
told
I was,
you, put up the show for her. Mm-hmm.
I was shocked at one thing that she said last week, and
yeah,
I just couldn't believe it. I never, you never stop learning, especially in this
business.
That's
true.
And I never realized it, you know. She told me that most, you know, she was in a band. They had a band a while back. And most stages, you know, the stage where you perform,
yeah, you can get
are not accessible.
That's true.
You can't get on the damn stage when you're a performer in a wheelchair.
That's right.
How do you like that?
I know.
So
that.
when they built the theater, you know, they didn't make the stage accessible. They left us out. They didn't even think about us. And she told the story when they played in this very famous club in Boston. And she couldn't get up on the stage. And she went into the ladies' room and broke down and cried. And her husband, Vinny, who was a very beautiful guy, a musician, and he said, if you can't go up on the stage, I'm not going up. And he stayed down on the floor and played guitar. And they did the show. But what a horrible insult, you know. That your musicians are not welcome in the band that you hire. I mean, what the hell kind of a world is this? You know, people should have come and donated money and construction and they should have fixed that damn thing the next day.
That's true.
You know, people don't give a damn enough. That thing should have been remedied.
Oh, yeah. In a heartbeat.
And all stages should be accessible.
Accessible. Yeah. Do you know where they didn't? You want to hear something really sad? One woman was on The Price is Right. They made the audience accessible, right? She got up to the front, and do you know what she won? A treadmill. She's on a wheelchair. Does she need a treadmill that way? She can't use a treadmill that way.
Right.
But they never...
I don't know if
you
need a treadmill.
I would sell it myself, yeah. But that's another headache in and of itself. They should have just given her the money. That's my opinion.
Well, maybe they did, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway. In a sight and still haven't heard from the congressman almost 3 weeks. Still haven't heard from President Biden on the question of the service dog business, this being National Guide Dog Month. So, you know, the people who say, oh, you got to vote, and then you got to write your politician, bunch of bull.
In a way, yeah.
It really is a bunch of bull and a waste of time. You know what? What's better than that? Get yourself a podcast and kick ass.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's better.
and tell the
stories of how you've tried with these damn politicians.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying for almost 40 friggin' years.
Until your mouth is blue, you've been talking.
Right.
It's true, though.
You know, so I'll do it my way.
Mm.
Let the people know. You know, at least that way, even if they don't sign the petition, maybe they'll give a donation and it'll help us get a little closer to
our goal. We have supporters on our petition, but nobody has really signed it except for 7 people. So, I mean, people support it.
You got to dramatize it. You got to do something.
I've got to make it more dramatic. And I'm, you know, here's the part.
You got to get out there.
I'm, struggling with too, Frank, all right? There's a really very sad and very, the look on my mom's face, number one. Number two, she's dying. It really, really, I could use that. But part of me is reliving every bit of her dying. You understand? It's hard. It really is. But if I
you
want
gotta
this in her name.
You
got
to find a way to dramatize.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Without having to, you know,
what,
resort to what I said.
What is really going on here? You know, because it's a horrible situation that somebody has to be trapped in a place like that, you know, because they're disabled. You know, and 99% of the people didn't make themselves disabled. You know?
Sorry, I got disconnected.
So you've got to come up with a way to dramatize that. Let
you know,
people know,
I did come up with a way, but I need to get something that I could mount on my head. It sounds crazy, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to start telling people's story and going there, and I don't care. I'm going to go all over the place if I have to get things done. You know?
Well, I don't know where you're going to mount on your head. Well, why don't you have a hat made up?
That's what they have. They have a hat, okay, and you could put the camera, your phone camera, on it, and it'll just sit right there.
I don't know about a camera, but I've had a message.
That too. Nursing home skill, I like that. I don't call them a home. I call them nursing facilities because I get to the point that I don't consider that my home and never will. You know? I just don't get how people could be so mean and evil and just take people's money that way.
Yeah,
and, you know,
it's a business.
It is business, but you
the
don't business on people's
don't,
lives.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
do a business on people's lives.
Oh, a lot
really
of people
terrible.
Do.
I know. The funeral homes, too.
Yeah.
They made out like a bandit with this virus, the funeral homes, too. I'm still paying it off, my mom's funeral, which was a glorified limo ride from the nursing home to the freaking plot. That's all it was. They didn't do anything major. $7,000 later. Seriously.
Tell the nursing home to pay it. That's what I would do.
Love to, but they won't.
All right, Inner Sight. don't forget, Friday night we got the funnies. And, yeah, we'll come up with a lot of cuckoo stuff. Oh, we're going to do I'll tell you the story of Jimmy Dinigan collecting money in school.
About the, you know.
The pound ginger. Oh, shut up.
That's right.
Get him out of here.
That's the truth.
All right, Inner Sight, that's Friday night.
You got
night
that ringing in my head, by the way. Pale Ginger Ale, that song. Pale Ginger Ale.
Yeah, that's a good song.
It is a fun song, actually.
Yeah.
I think that's what got him to relax and to not feel, you know, his disability. Did he sing okay or really hard?
Well, I don't know about that. Jimmy didn't.
What?
He didn't mind he was disabled. He thought it was funny.
He thought it was
when he
funny,
was a kid, man. Anyway.
Yeah, well.
854, New York.
That's
and,
right.
And Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. We got a few minutes if you want to make a quick call
like
or give us a Mad or a Glad.
You just
what?
Sounded almost like Wolfgang. Remember Wolfgang?
Who?
Wolfgang. Remember?
Wolfgang.
What's the guy
Wolfgang?
Who? hold on. The guy who used to do the radio stuff. I can't remember his name now. Darn it.
Oh, they used to call him the Wolfman?
Yeah, yeah.
He was a DJ.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was a nut, that guy.
Yeah, he was. You just sounded like him, too.
Anyway. In a
you
sight,
did a little.
Tomorrow night is open mic, so anything you can't say tonight, you know, you can, tomorrow night you can pick your own subject.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. But today is just mad or glad, and I have both, like I said. I don't think I even have a glad tonight. I have just frustrated with society tonight.
Well, I have a glad. Since it's National Guide Dog Month,
yeah.
I got to bombard you with these stories. Walking today, and, of course, I can't read the lights. They refuse to put them up. They get away with it. You know. So I step off the main street, take a few steps, and boom, the light changes. The traffic flow comes against me, you know. So I tell my guide dog about. She turns and she makes an about face, takes me back to the curb. Give her a forward, comes up on the curb, and I tell her, give her another about. She turns around.
Mm.
And now, because it's a four-corner slanted curves, I'm a little disoriented, you know.
Of course.
So I'm saying to myself, boy, I could really use those damn arrows now. You know, the accessible
yeah.
pedestrian signals have arrows where they announce the street and the arrow points, you know. So I'm saying to myself, man, I'm glad I got her. I give her light changes. Oh, I believe it changed.
Yeah.
Give her a forward and she goes right to the right corner. So there's a glad.
That's a big glad. Hell.
Now, if I had
people
a stick,
don't realize that. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I would have wound up.
To the hospital or dead, honestly. Mm-hmm. If I was in that predicament, Frank, and I couldn't see the pedestrian signals at all, I would just stand in the freaking middle of the street, pray, and call the police at that point because I don't know what else to do. Because I only have a stick, and, you know, it's not helping me that much if I'm trying to get out of that situation, you know.
Well, I didn't put the damn things up. You know, they come and they would blame you.
That's right.
Typically.
Why'd you call us? Because I'm in the middle of the
street.
Did that
to a woman in Pennsylvania, blind woman.
Yeah.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Got hit by a car. Cops went to the hospital and gave her a summons for crossing.
Oh, how stupid. Really?
Against the light. You know, we fought to get the lights put up, and then a year later they put the damn things up. I don't know if that got thrown out of court, but I know that they did it to her, you know. Yeah. People suffer because they're disabled, because there's no protection of the law. All right, inner sight. We had a glad Monday. I want to thank all our listeners. Can you get that number? I want to get the exact number.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to go back.
I only got a few seconds.
Yeah, no.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Headed okay, I could get it while we're waiting.
Headed for 110,000.
I got it. 109,844. I was close. 109,844.
109,844. 109,844.
We need 160. 66? Yeah, about.
160 listeners to make 110.
Yeah. 10.
All right, inner sight, thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night. All our listeners, our callers, inner sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And
mm-hmm.
thank you for being with us. Be with you tomorrow night. Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And inner sight makes a big difference.
Yes, it does.
All right. You want to see a bigger difference? Donate the money to us.
That's right.
So we can do it.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight around the world. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.